Shalom aleichem rabbosai, shalom from Yerushalayim mir hakodesh. Be'ezer Hashem yisborach u'b'siyata d'shmaya meruba. We're about to begin Parshat Be'ha'alo Yischo, which can be divided into 8 topics. Topic number 1, the lighting of the menorah and how to make the menorah itself. And that covers the first 4 psukim of the parsha. Topic number 2, the inauguration of the Levim to do their job in the Mishkan from Perek Ches, Posuk Hey, until the Aliyah of Shlishi. Topic number 3, the Korban Pesach, followed by Pesach Sheni, from Shlishi until Revi. Topic number 4, the Ashroas Ashchina, the Onon, the cloud representing the Shchina covering the Mishkan, from Revi until the end of Perek Tes. Topic number 5, the Chatzoitzrois, the silver trumpets, from Perek Yud Posuk Aleph until the Aliyah of Chamishi. Topic number 6, the first travel of Am Yisrael from Har Sinai on Chof Iyor, the destination Eretz Yisrael, from the Aliyah of Chamishi until the end of Perek Yud. Topic number 7, the Misoinenim, the complainers, which covers the entire Perek Yud Aleph. And the 8th and final topic of the parasha, where Miriam and Aaron speak negatively about Moshe Rabbeinu and the punishment of Miriam as a result, beginning Perek Yud Beis Posuk Aleph until the end of the parsha. And let us begin with Siyatu Deshmaya, the first topic of Parshas Be'ha'alo Yischo. Vayedaber Adonoi el Moshe Lemoir, daber el Aharon v'omar to elov, Be'ha'alo Yischo es haneirois, el mul penei amenoiro, yo'iru shiv'as haneirois. And Hashem spoke to Moshe, tell Aharon, when you light the lamps of the menorah, make sure that you direct all the wicks facing towards the middle branch of the menorah. And that is the way I want the lights of the lamps to shine. Says Rashi, Be'ha'alo Yischo. Lo monis b'cho parashas ha-menorah le-parashas ha-nesim. Rashi is bothered by the flow of the topics. We ended up parashas Nosoi with the korbanos, the nesim brought, in honor of the inauguration of the Mizbeach. What's the shaykhes to the lighting of the menorah? Emphat Rashi. Lefi shekeshoro Aaron chanukas ha-nesim chol shodai toi. When Aaron saw all the korbanos that the nesim are bringing, he felt bad. Neither he or his Shevet Levi, was involved in those korbanos. I promise you, your zchus is greater than theirs. You will be lighting the menorah every afternoon, and you will be preparing the menorah to be lit every morning. Rashi is bothered by, why doesn't the Pasuk use a lotion of lighting? Lehadlik. What's the lotion of Be'ha'alo Yischo when you raise? Rashi brings down 2 drashas of Chazal. Number 1, Al Shem Shehalahav Oilo. Flames face upwards. Kosu bad lokosin lotion aliyo. What halacha is this teaching us? Shetzor lehadlik, he has to light it, hold his hand there, and shetehiyah shaleves oilo me'eleo, until the wick shines upwards brightly. There was a step going up to the menorah. The kohen would go up that step, and that's where he would stand when he prepared the menorah to be lit. All the wicks were facing the middle branch. It's not the branches that come out of the menorah, the menorah itself. How was it done? The 6 lamps on the 6 branches, namely, the 3 eastern ones facing the middle one, the wicks, they were directed towards the middle one. The 3 western ones also facing the middle one. What's the idea? So people shouldn't think that Hashem needs the light. If Hashem needs the light, it would make more sense to put the wicks in different directions to maximize the light. But no, they're all facing the middle one. Posuk Gimel Vayaskein Aroin El Mul Pnei Menorah. Helo neiroi seho kasher tzivu Adonai es Moshe. And Aaron did exactly as he was told. He faced all the wicks towards the center branch. exactly as Hashem has commanded Moshe. Says Rashi, Vayaskin Aharon, Nagi Shivchoy Shel Aharon Shelo Shino. This is praising Aharon. He didn't change. It's interesting. Why would he change? And that's a shvach of Aharon, that he didn't change the mitzvah that Hashem told him to do. Ain't you there? Posuk dalet v'zeh maaseh amaniro mikshor zahov ad ireicho ad pircho mikshor hi kamar eh asher ero adoinu yes moishe keinoso es hamaniro. And this is the way to make the menorah. It's made out of one solid piece of gold. And you take a hammer and you hammer it out, you bang it out, you take a scissors and you cut out the parts and stretch them out until it looks like the menorah that Hashem told Moshe. Every single detail of the menorah was made this way, including the yerecha, the base, and including the pircha, the small intricate flowers. All was made one solid piece, exactly as Hashem had showed Moshe and Har Sinai. That's how the menorah was made. V'zeh ma'aseh ha'menorah, says Rashi, she'erohu HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzba. Whenever you have the word zeh, it means you're pointing to something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it to him. Levishin is kashabo, Moshe had a hard time understanding it. Lekach ne'emar v'zeh. Miksho loshen doledo nakshon, to bang, to hammer. Eshes shel kikar zov hoiso. They took a solid piece of one kikar of gold. A kikar is about 150 pounds. Umakish bekunos v'choytech bekashil. He would bang with a little hammer and cut with a little scissors. Lefashet evoreho ketikuno. To spread out all the parts of the menorah the way it's supposed to be. It wasn't made piece by piece and then welded together. The base, the box which stood on the legs, the feet of the menorah, was hollow. Like the silver lanterns that the Choshev people have. Adirecho and pircho, kloima, gufo shel menorah kula, the entire menorah v'chol atolibo, and all the details on the menorah were all made out of one solid piece of gold. Adirecho shuiva godoil, a big part of the menorah. Ad pircho shumaisa dakshebo, a small intricate detail. Hakoil miksho. The word ad in this context doesn't mean from here until here. It means all parts. From big until small. Where do we find ad being used this way? V'derech ad l'shamesh b'loshon zeh. Kemoi, megodish v'ad komo v'ad kerem zeis. The Pesuk in Sefer Shoftim, talking about Hashimshon HaGiboil, burnt down the fields of the Plishtim, all types of fields. The godish, the piles, the komo, the stalks, the kerem zeis, the olive trees. Kamare asher hero, ketavnis asher hero b'ho. Just like as Hashem showed Moshe at Har Sinai, כמו שנאמר וראי ועשה בסב ניסום אשר אתה מורה בהו. כן עושו את המנוירו. Who made the menoiro? The Pesuk doesn't say. Says Rashi Tupshot. מי שעשו, whoever made it, the Pesuk doesn't tell us. עומד השגודו, על ידי הקדוש ברוך הוא נעשה את מאליו. הקדוש ברוך הוא made it, meaning the menoiro happened by itself through a nest from הקדוש ברוך הוא. On to the second topic, the inauguration of the Levim. Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe lemoi, kach es halvim mitoyr bnei Yisrael, betihalto oisom. And Hashem told Moshe to take the Levim from among Am Yisrael, and to be metahir them, to purify them. The next pasuk will tell us how. Says Rashi, kach es halvim, kochim bidvorim. When you take a human being, not like taking an object. An object, you pick it up and take it. Taking a human being means to talk to him. But over here, it's more than just talking to him. You could just say, hey, Levim, come here. More than that. Ashreichem shetizku liyois shamoshim lamokim. Convince them, praise them, tell them how lucky they are to have the schus of bimishamash HaKadosh Baruch. Posuk zayin v'choyin sase Elohim letaro mazeh alehim meichatos. והעבירו שר על כל בשרום וחיבסו בגדיהם והיטהרו. And this is what you need to do for them in order to purify them. First, you have to sprinkle on them ether poro adumo. They may have been tmei mesim, some of them. And then you have to take a razor and shave all their hair on their body.
And then they have to wash their clothing. V'hi tehoru, then they have to go to a mikvah. Says Rashi, Azei aleihem eichatos, shel evel poro, mipnei tmei meishim shebohem. Some of them are tmei meis. V'heviru ta'ar. Why do they have to shave the hair on their body? Says Rashi, Motzosi b'divrei Rabbi Moshe Adarshon, lifi shenitnu kapor ala b'choyrois, shovdu avi dezore. Why are the Levim being chosen? They're being chosen instead of the b'choyrois. And why did the b'choyrois lose their job of doing the avodah of the Mishkan? Because they were oved avodah zorah by the chet ha'egel. And we know that avodah zorah ve'ikru yoziv chemesim. It's called korbonos for the dead. So avodah zorah is considered dead. And we know who else is considered dead? V'ametzoyro korimes. A metzoyro is also called dead. And a metzoyro, we know, when he becomes tohor, he has to shave all the hair on his body. And therefore, it's kikom tiklachas kametzoyroim. That's why the Levim need to shave their head, because they're bimechaper on the bechoyrois, the roivet of a dezora, which is like mesim, and metzoyro is like a mace, and a metzoyro need tiklachas, so the Levim also need a tiklachas. Posuk ches velo kechupar ben bokor, umin choso isoy les belulov ha-shomen, ufar sheni ven bokor tikach lechatos. And then the Levim have to bring two korbonos. Korban number one, a bull, meant for a korban oilo, as we'll soon see. And like all korbonos oilo, it comes together with a minchas soiles mixed in oil. And the second korban, the second bull, brought for a korban chatos. Says Rashi, v'lokru par ben bokor, v'hu oilo, kemusha kosov, in posa good base, v'asei es ho'echod oilo. V'hu korban tzibur ba'avodah zorah. We're going to see later on, at the end of Parsha Shlach, when the Tzibur does a chet of Avodah Zoreh, then the Tzibur brings a par le'oilo. And that's what this is, because we're being mechaper on the Bechoyrois that were over the Avodah Zoreh, the chet ha'egel, like Rashi told us before. Ufar sheni, matamadoy mal sheni. You count them up yourself, you'll see. Number one is the first, and the second one is number two. Why does the Torah have to tell you that this is the second one? Loi malacho, to compare them. Ma oilo loi necheles, just like the first one, an oilo is not eaten, a korban oilo is never eaten. Af chatos loi necheles, even though regular chatois are normally, yes, eaten. Ad kan, the words of Rav Moshe Adarshon, which began in the previous pasuk. Says Rashi, uvazu yesh smach ledvoro v'teras kohanim. There's backing to what Rav Moshe Adarshon says in the teras kohanim. Why is it that this chatos is not eaten? Says Rashi, anyways, there's something unique about this chatos. This is a one-time in history type of korban. I'll prove it to you. Because if, like Rav Moshe Adarshon says, this is we're trying to bring a korban of avodah zorah of a tzibur, which involves a par le'oilo, and another animal lechatos, at the end of Parsha Shlach, we're going to see shesoir hoyolohem lo avi lechatos avidezore im par oilo. If we're bringing a korban tzibur for avidezore, it should be a soir lechatos. And over here, see, it's a par lechatos. So, anyways, you see that it's a yiro asho. By the same token, it's a yiro asho that this chatos is not eaten. Posuk tes v'inkavtos halvim lifnei oyel moed v'inkalto. And bring the Levim close to the oil moyed and gather all of Am Yisrael to watch this event. Why does Am Yisrael have to be there? Says Rashi, Levi Shalavim Nesunim Korban Kaporot Achteim. The Levim are brought, so to speak, as a korban to be mechaper of Am Yisrael. Yovoyu viandu al korbanom v'yismuchu es yedeim aleim. Like when you bring a korban to be mechaper on yourself, you're meant to be there. So Toto over here, you're giving the Levim, so to speak, as a korban instead of you. You should be standing there and you should be doing smicha on the Levim, just like you do on a korban. Posuk yod ve'inkav toys halvim lifnei Adonai v'somechu v'nei Yisrael es yedeihem al halvim. And bring the Levim close to Hashem, namely by the Mishkan, and Am Yisrael should do smicha, like Rashi said before, like you do on a korban.
Posu gudale veheini varoine salvim tenufol ifni adoinoi meis bnei Yisrael vehoyu la'avoid es avoidas adoinoi. And Aaron HaKohen should then do tnufa on the Levim. He should pick up each Levi and wave him to all four sides and up and down. And this is as a gift from Am Yisrael to Hashem. And then they're ready to do the Avodah and the Mishkan. Says Rashi, V'heinif Aaron as Halevim tnufa. Kederech she'oshom metzoiro ton tnufochai. This is Ramosha Adalshon continuing his theme that he compares this korban to a metzoiro, because avodah zorah is like meisim, and a metzoiro is like a mace. So therefore, just like an oshom metzoiro, you have to do tnufa while the animal is alive, so to the levim, need to have tnufa done on them. Says Rashi, throughout the next couple of psukim, we're going to see that it says three times tnufa. Shalosh tnufois nemru b'parsho zu. Horishoino, in our posuk at aleph, livnei kehos, Lekach ne'mar bom voyu la'avoides avoidas Hashem. Why? Levish avoidas kodesh hakodoshim aleihem. It's their job to carry the kelim hamekudoshim. Ha'orin v'ashulchan. Therefore it says la'avoides avoidas Hashem. Hashniyo in posuk yud gimel, we're going to see, that's livnei gershon. Lekach ne'mar bom, also tnufo l'Hashem. Hashem's name is mentioned over there. Not la'avoides avoidas Hashem, but tnufo l'Hashem. She'afalem hoisa avoidas hakodesh yiriois ukrosim hanirim beveis kodesh hakadoshim. Their job was to carry the materials which were seen in the kodesh hakadoshim. Lashem. Vashlishis in posuk tesvov, where it doesn't say Lashem, that's referring to the bnei merori. And one could ask, just like the bnei geoshen, it says tnufa Lashem, like Rashi explains. Because the Yiriyos and Kroshim were seen in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kroshim that the Bnei Merori carried were also, some of them were seen in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Excellent question. Posuk Yud Beis, V'halvayim Yismechu Es Yedeihem Al Rosh HaPorim V'asei Es Ho'echod Chatos V'es Ho'echod Oilo L'Adonoi L'Chaper Al Halvayim. And then the Levim do smicha on both Purim. One of them will be brought as a korban chatos, and the other as a korban oilo. The pasuk over here says, l'chaper al Levim, to atone for the Levim. Even though Rashi before told us that these korbanos are being mechaper on the avodah zorah of Am Yisrael b'adchat ha'egel. Any idea? Posuk Yud Gimel v'ha'amadetos halvayim lifnei Aaron v'lifnei vanov v'heinafto isom etenufo ladoinoi. Stand up the Levim in front of Aaron and his children, and Moshe, you are to see to it that tnufa should be done to them. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu is doing the tnufa. We saw before in Posuk in Aleph, Aaron is doing the tnufa. Rather, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, make sure it's done. And this is the second tnufa that Rashi quoted before, referring to the tnufa of the Bnei Gershon. Posuk Yud Daled Veiv Daltos Halvayim Mitoir Bnei Yisrael Vehoyuli Halvayim. And by doing this process that we just mentioned, that's how you will separate the Levim from among Am Yisrael, and then the Levim are mine to do the Avodah and the Mishkan. Posuk Desvo V'acharichein Yavoyu Halvayim La'avodah Yisrael Moed. And after this, then the Levim are ready to do the Avodah in the Oil Moed, after you are metaher them, and after you sorted that tnufa was done. This is the third tnufa, referring to the Bnei Merori. Ki nesunim nesunim heim olim mitoir bnei Yisrael tachas pitras kol rechem b'choyo koil mi bnei Yisrael. And all this because the Levim were given to me from among Bnei Israel instead of the firstborn. The firstborn is the one that opens his mother's womb. Pitras kol rechem. I took the Levim for me instead of the Bechoyrois. Says Rashi, Nesunim, Nesunim. What's the double Nesunim? Nesunim lemaso, Nesunim leshir. Also to carry the Mishkan and also to sing in the Mishkan by the Korbonis. Pitras is Ptichas, to open up. פסוק י"ז, כי לכל בכל בבני ישראל, באדום ובבהמה ביום. הכיסי כל בכל בארץ מצרים, מקדשתי עשום לי. ואקח אס הלוויים תחס כל בכל בבני ישראל. Says Hashem, I had a right for all the Bechorim in Am Yisrael, the Bechorim of the humans and the Bechorim of the animals. Because when I did Makas Bechorim in Mitzrayim, I saved the Bechorim of Am Yisrael from not dying. And therefore, they're mine. But because they did the Chato Egel, I took the Levim instead of the Bechorim. Says Rashi, Kili Kol Bechor, Sheli Hoyu HaBechorim Bekavadin, meaning Meikiradin, Sheiganti Aleim Bein Bechorim Mitzrayim, I protected them. That they shouldn't die like the Bechorim Mitzrayim. Velokachti oisom li ad shetov bo egel. Ve'achshov vo'ekach as ha'levim. That's a quote from Pasuk Yud Ches. I took the Levim instead of the Bechorim. Pasuk Yud Ches vo'etunoh es ha'levim nesunim le'aharon ulvonov mitoir b'nei Yisrael la'avoid es avoidas b'nei Yisrael be'oyel mo'ed ulechaper al b'nei Yisrael. ולא יהיה בבני ישראל נגף בגשת בני ישראל אל הקודש. And being that I took the Levim for myself, I am now giving them as a gift to Aharon Ubonov from among Bnei Yisrael. And the Levim are the representatives of Bnei Yisrael to carry the Mishkan and to atone for the Bnei Yisrael, either by singing while the Kohanim bring their Korbonos, which is a Kaporan Am Yisrael, or by preventing Bnei Yisrael from getting close to the Mishkan. And that's the form of a kaporo, preventing their aveiros. In order that, there should be a negif, that Bnei Yisrael shouldn't die when they get close to the Mishkan. Says Rashi v'etano, Chomesh pomim nema Bnei Yisrael b'mikro zeh. The Pasuk says the words Bnei Yisrael 5 times. Lo yidiach hiboson, to show how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them. שנכפלו אז כרוסיהם במיקרו אחד in one פוסוק, 5 times, כמניין חמישו 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 חומשי תוירו, וכן רואיסים בבראשיס רבו. ולא יהיה בני ישראל נגב, שלא יצטרכו לוגשס על הקודש. The Levim are there to represent to Am Yisrael in the Mishkan, so Amis, the בני ישראל, shouldn't come close to the קודש, אם יקשו, יהיה נגב. פוסוק חוב היעס מוישה ואהרון וכל הדעת בני ישראל ללוויים ככוי לשון ציבו אדוינו יעס מוישה ללוויים כי נוסו להם בני ישראל. And Moshe, Aaron and the Bnei Yisrael did to the Levim exactly as Hashem commanded Moshe to do. Says Rashi v'yas, Moshe v'Aaron v'chol adas Yisrael. Everybody had a part in this. Moshe he'emidon, he stood them up in front of Aaron. V'Aaron hanifom de tnufa. V'Yisrael samchu yedeyim, they put their hands on the heads of the Levim. Posuk chofale v'yitzchateu halviyim v'yichabesu bigdeyhem v'yonef Aaron oisom tenufo lifnei Adonai v'yichaper aleihem Aaron letaharom. And the Levim did their part. They had the Eifel Poro Aduma sprinkled on them, and they went to the mikveh, they washed their clothing, Aaron did tnufa on them in front of Hashem, and thereby Aaron was mechaper and toned on them, and he was metaher them. V'achareichen bo'u alvim la'avoydes avoydesom be'oyel mo'ed lifnei Aaron v'lifnei vono v'kasher tzivo adoyno yes moishe al alvim kein osu lohem. And after all this was complete, then the Levim came to do the Avoida in the Oil Moyed, to help Aaron and to help his children. Exactly as Hashem has commanded Moshe to the Levim, that's what was done to them. It says, Rashi kashal tzivo Hashem keinosu, lehagid shvach ho'oisin ve'anas abohem, those that did it and those that it was done to, named the Levim. She'echad mehem lo ikev, nobody stopped, nobody prevented it from happening, they all did it happily. פסוק חוב גימל וידבר אדוני אל משה לאמור זויס אשר ללוויים מבין 25 שנה ומעלו יבואי לצבוי צבו בעבודס אוי אל מועד. And Hashem told Moshe, this is the halachos of the Levim. At 25 years old, that's when he comes to be the part of the army, to do the avoida in the oil moyet. Says Rashi, Zois asher lalvim, Zois. the following and something else not. What is it coming to exclude? Shonim poislim bohem, veinam umim poislim bohem. They have to be in the right years. Too young or too old. We'll soon see what the oldest age is. Pasul is a Levi. But mumim don't pasul a Levi. Mumim only pasul kahanim. And the reverse is also true. By kahanim, only mumim pasul and shonim don't pasul. There is no age limit, not young, not old, for the kahanim.
Miben chomesh ve'esrim, frekt Rashi. Uvumokum acheh o'imer at the end of Parshat Bamidbar, we saw. Miben shloishim shono.
From 30 years and up, that's when the Levim do avoido. Hoketzad, we got a stira.
Enfat Rashi, miben esrim v'chomesh, bo lilmoid hilchois avoido.
At 25 years old, he comes to learn the avoido.
V'loimed chomesh shoni.
Uben shloishim oived. At 30 years old, he starts actually doing the avoido, the Levim.
Mikan, from here we'll learn out. Letalmid, shaloiro, siman yofe b'mishnosoi, b'chomesh shonim, shushuv einu yroi.
If you have a Talmud that for 5 years, he's working hard, trying to understand, and it's not going, so that's a sign he should be doing something else.
Posuk chof hei, umiven chamishim shono yoshuv mitzivohu avoido, v'lo ya'avoid oid, v'sheirei sesechov, v'oi helmoyed lishmoir mishmeres, v'avoido lo ya'avoid kochot asel alvim b'mishmeroisom.
And from 50 years of age and up, then he stops doing the avoido in the Mishkan. But it's a problem. Because Pasuk Chevov says, V'sheireis esechov v'oel moed lishmer mishmeres. Sounds like he continues doing avoido. And Pasuk Chofei says, he stops doing avoido. Says Rashi, the avoido that he has to stop at age 50 is the carrying. But everything else Levim do, he can continue. Namely, the closing and opening of the doors, the singing, and to load the agolois, not the carrying itself, but to load the agolois, and to camp around the Mishkan, and to put up the Mishkan and take it down. The only thing it can't do is the actual carrying.
Says Rashi, levaloy avid oit, avidas maso bakosif, aval choyzeru l'neila shorim, to closing the gates.
I'm not sure what gates there were in the Mishkan. Maybe this is referring to the Beis Hamikdash.
Leshir, to sing while they bring the korbonos, ve'velitun agolos, to load the agolos.
Ve'zeu v'sheiris es echov. Targum says, im achoihi, ketargumoi posuk chovov, he should serve with his brothers, namely those avoiders that he can do even above age 50.
Lishmer mishmeres, what is that referring to?
Lachanoi sovev lo'oyel, to camp around the oil moyed, that's also an avoido, camping around. To erect the Mishkan and to dismantle it when they travel.
Adkan, the second topic of Parshat Behaloyscho, the inauguration of the Levim to do the Avoida in the Mishkan.